Of Hard Reboot, everybody. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake. Do I guess? I thought I went third.
And I'm Alan.
We just had this discussion, Jake. But more importantly,
after Matt, Jake.
See, now I don't know. Now I think we were wrong an hour and a half ago.
No.
Well, now it's canon, so now we have to deal with it forever.
On this show, we go in the order of the sink.
That makes a lot of sense.
So, this is a bonus episode for all of our good friends. Just anyone listening, you're our good friend. Congratulations.
Hi.
Welcome to being friends.
You best get on. You best start making a podcast real quick. That's basically the price of admission here. So we are doing a bonus episode. We had this idea. What if we talked like rapid fire lightning round about some sequels to some of the episodes that we've done. So this is reboots that we've already done. I'm going to take Verncraft and the ongoings off the table because we have spaces for those.
Because those will get sequels sooner than later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that just, it's going to happen there. So, and we do have some ideas from people over on our Discord. You are free to join that Discord at any time you like. It's over on, pinned on our Twitter is the word I'm looking for.
Yes. At RebootCast, if you don't want to wait till the end.
Yes. So, we have some ideas from people there, but I wanted to ask first, do y'all have anything that y'all want to sequelize?
Cindrellian is kind of the number one thing that jumps into my head, because it's planned as a trilogy, and we talked about all of them, but we didn't really
get deep. Yeah,
I feel like it was mostly about the first movie, and then the other ones were like, this will happen and then this will happen, and that's as far. And I haven't listened to that episode in a while, so I'm not 100%
it's sure. Pretty good. It's a pretty good episode.
It's a good one. Yeah,
you tried so hard to make her Samus.
Look, you cannot convince me that that the Cindrellian ship doesn't look a little bit like Samus's ship. So just much bigger, obviously, because Samus's ship is like a one person and maybe three prisoner bounty hunter ship, and that's it.
Fair. Okay, so we did talk about some sequel stuff there. Boy, I'm now running into the issue with what this episode's going to be on some of these properties. All right.
One that I'm interested in possibly doing a sequel for is a more recent one. Johnny Dollar.
I think
there's a lot of stuff that we even mentioned in the episode that we wanted to explore with Johnny Dollar. There's just a ton of cast that we could go through and a bunch of different things that
Johann
we could do.
Johann Rupel, my boy.
Yep.
Rubel, not Rupel.
Johnny Pound.
Ginny Yen is maybe the best one.
That's a great, that's a great name. If we ever get around to doing a sequel to that or doing more episodes of that, we get Matt J back, because that was...
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
That was that good secret sauce. Okay, this is one that I know was talked about with on the Discord, but I agree with it. Sinbad the Sailor. Can we
Sinbad
get
the Sailor
second
Man
game?
Lives in a garbage can. That's a different Sinbad. That's a different
very
Sailor
different
Man.
Sinbad. So this is that steampunk, like Breath of the Wild-y, Assassin's Creed.
Airpunk, third person, open world.
You had a flying
based
airship.
Yeah.
I want to do a sequel where we add an ocean.
Is it?
As Jake said earlier, you have to, in the second one, you have to be
able
to swim.
Yeah. So the conceit, and it's been a minute since I've listened to that episode too, and I will be completely honest with you. There are only three shows that I do that I will re-listen to old episodes of, and it says three shows that I don't edit. It's this, Cool Kids Table, and Spectre, and so that's how you know it's good. I haven't listened to it in a minute. Isn't the conceit that everything is in the sky now?
There was desert. Like, it was all over a big desert plain.
So they need to find the ocean first.
Mm-hmm.
So the ocean is like completely uncharted territory. And I feel like you still need to be able, you're not boat sailing. So like it's got to be too treacherous to like boat sail, but you got to like
you
find
get like
the
a
pathways.
Submersible pod or something.
Ooh, underwater.
Yeah, it's a third zone is what I'm thinking. So there's land zone, so sky zone, and now water zone.
So would it be, well, because we never go to land zone either, because everything stays up in the sky islands area.
We had a land. You could take like your little windsurfing dinghy down to the land.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember ever talking about that. So would this be DLC or would it be a whole sequel?
Okay, because we were just kind of talking about this, it's Brotherhood.
It's a game that could be DLC, but is big enough to be a sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's mine. So let's take a look at some of the Discord options here. And let's just looking at what we remember and what we have written down on the list.
Okay, real quick, because you
I
already
also have
you,
a joke
you,
answer. But
You've put the thing in my head about Sinbad. So the wet Sinbad?
Yeah, wet Sinbad versus, wet Bowser, yes.
Because there's dry Sinbad when he's in the desert, there's breezy Sinbad when he's up in the sky, and then there's wet Sinbad when he's on the water. That one has to be mostly about treasure hunting in, like, a weird forgotten land where, like, there's islands, but there's also, like, weird caves, and you can go underwater into places, and, like, there's a lot of weird stuff that's been lost to time. It's like if you fall into a Bermuda Triangle, everything comes out here. So, like, it's just a bunch of weird hodgepodge stuff with, like, crash ships, a whole bunch of stuff. That's my Sinbad idea for the sequel.
I love that. Okay.
Al, what's your before we get into the things, what's your joke sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, I just still am incredibly enamored with what we did with the Night of the Living Dead.
You want
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, gosh.
Here's the thing, I don't think Dawn of the Living Dead is public domain, though.
No, I don't think so. I think because all the correct things were done.
Everything after that
Romero movie.
Romero learned his lesson. He lost all his money on that one. He's like, not going to happen again. So.
Oh, we could call it the Fortnite of the Living Dead.
And everyone's doing
the floss.
Everyone's flossing at each other. That is a bad joke answer. You're right.
Uh-huh. One person runs around in a banana costume. Yeah
there's llamas.
Awful.
And apparently is now canonical in Marvel canon.
That's not true.
I disagree with you, Alan.
It's a thing that has happened, so you can disagree all you want.
Alan, that's like saying that it's also canonical in Star Wars canon, because that's when they revealed that Palpatine was coming back, is on Fortnite.
Fuck that movie.
No,
it's the same damn thing, Alan.
No, it is not the same damn thing, because... Because Fortnite was in a Marvel comic. Fortnite was never in a Star Wars property.
Okay, well,
but Fortnite was confirmed as like Earth something 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 because of their most recent crossover.
Here's a 500-hour jerk off motion about that. Marvel continuity is bullshit. And I say this as someone who has the personal number of a Marvel editor. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Not to brag. Hasn't gotten me any jobs. It doesn't matter.
I mean, hey, we also know a couple Emmy winners, so.
Loosely.
all right. Arsene Lupin. We're going to do another video game, I guess. Lupin. A bunch of people asked for the sequel to that.
Okay, so Arsene Lupin number one is a weird, multi-dimensional Big Ben, which is the Queen's house.
Yep.
Where she lives.
Son of a bitch.
Can I remember my friends' birthdays? Not always. Do I remember the jokes that make them mad? Absolutely, I do.
It was Urban Fantasy third-person RPG video game about magic stealing.
I'm just asking, can we go ahead and skip on to the third game in the series, which we will call Lupin the Third?
We'll never do that. We'll go right to Lupin the Fourth.
That's a copywritten property, Alan. Owned by people. It's not how this show. If you want to do that, you gotta take that shit over to Notify Reboot You first.
True.
Where they don't respect copyright law, which I respect about them. You're at the Tower of London. There's a thing with Ravens, multi-dimension. It's multi-universal. You gotta find all the treasures of England and turn them into bullets in your gun, the Excalibur.
Oh God, I do remember this. I had
forgotten the Excalibur.
Like, it's just the Excalibur, like a gun. You see, because it's a pistol.
That was so early in this podcast. We did not know what we were doing.
That was like eight. That was pretty early on.
Jeepers, Christmas. So
what's the sequel? Is there another English place of significance that I don't know about?
Because, like,
I was going to say, you can't really make Stonehenge a place because it's just some rocks.
Okay.
I don't think you could put a whole game at Stonehenge unless each of the rock formations is a portal to another world, like Crash Warped.
I mean,
Buckingham Palace?
Or I was actually going to say Edinburgh, the castle in Edinburgh. It's a good setting. It's got a lot of different things, and it's mostly a museum.
Wait.
That's in Scotland.
We're talking about a thief. Why not the Louvre? Why not take it to France?
Let's take him to Paris and steal some shit.
Because he can end up stealing the entire Eiffel Tower.
Yes. And he pairs with Carmen Sandiego and they ride off into the sunset.
Nope, that is a copywritten property, Alan.
Look, I am almost two beers deep.
Rules here.
Leave me alone.
I know you've never had two beers before in your life, but you need to control yourself.
Not on this kind of influence. I'm not going to say that.
Two Beer Alan doesn't know his limits the way Two Beer Jake does.
So, east of the sun, west of the moon.
Oh, that's the monster fucker one.
That was the fantasy puzzle platformer.
I think it was KG and said when they were listening to this episode, said that they're dancing around saying monster fucker a lot, and they really just want to say monster fucker. Because the man is a bear and you need to turn him back into a humanman instead of beast from the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast.
Monster fucker.
Apparently we're fine to say it now, I guess. I'm sorry we were so
Alan's inhibitions have gone out the
window. Yeah.
It makes me think I really like Team Star
Tiger
Kid.
Tiger fucker. All I know about that entire fucking series are these four bits you bring up all the time about them, and one of them is Tiger
makes
fucker.
Me so happy.
All right. So East of the Sun, West of the Moon was an Irish tale, I believe.
Maybe?
I'm like 90% certain it was an Irish tale that we turned into a platforming video game with several hub worlds where you need to get some items. It's sort of, it's like a platformy Zelda.
It was kind of originally like a Cupid and Eros. Eros,
it's a Psyche and Eros type of psycho thing.
Yeah.
Psycho story?
Psyche.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's Cupid and Psyche. Yeah. Or I can't remember her name for Eros.
Anyway.
It's Cupid and Psyche because it's actually a Roman myth. I found this out. We stole it and put it in Greek because enough went the other way that I figured we could take some stuff backwards.
Fair enough.
So.
Okay, so next, would it be the two of them teamed up in a world? Like, wait.
I like that.
Was this the... No, Rapunzel was the one where they used a tower to go to a dark world a la Link to the Past.
Oh, it was straight up Link to the Past, but with Rapunzel and her magic hair.
That was
and
fun.
Her evil enemy, Rapimzel.
Rapimzel, God
which is
it.
The dark world Rapunzel.
Boy, low rules.
We should have just looked up the German word for... I actually really, really like A Link Between
They made
Worlds.
A lot of bad decisions, and then they tried to fix it by going about it the worst possible way, which I think is kind of a wonderful story.
Certainly a choice. But we should have looked up the German word for cabbage.
Why?
Because Rapunzel is the German word for lettuce.
Ah.
Okay.
Do you think Germans call cabbage and lettuce different things?
He's going to do a Google. Favorite part of the podcast.
Yes. Kohl. K-O-H-L is Kohl.
Oh, I love their shoes and pants from the store.
Yep. They're back to school sales. Top notch.
Hashtag non-spawn.
East of the sun, west of the moon. Like,
okay.
In the next one, it's just like you with all your magic powers plus your bear boyfriend. You can just call him in and do stuff, right?
In the seminal GameCube video game, Resident Evil Zero. Oh, dear. You could press at any time, you could press the X button and you would switch between Rebecca and Billy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes you were both together and there would be like a kind of flash thing and you would just switch places and now you're Billy instead of Rebecca and they each have different
powers.
And
you have to manage two different inventories.
Yeah, two inventories.
It was a mess.
Billy is buff and can hold a little more and can also like kick down doors. Rebecca is smaller. She can fit in smaller places. She's also a medic, so her healing stuff was a little bit better. Something like that? Do we do something like that?
Okay.
Or is it just co-op?
Ooh, I do love a co-op. Okay. It's designed where you have to use both characters and you can swap between them if you're solo. But if you're co-op, you can both definitely be running around the map.
So it's so all the puzzles need to be something doable while one person is not moving.
Yes.
Unless we make two similar but separate games where if you're in co-op mode, things are harder because you can both move. And if you're in single mode, it's a little easier to do some stuff because only one character can move at a time.
Since this is Magic Christmas
sounds...
Dreamland, yes.
So that also sounds a little bit like Portal 2, where you had the separate co-op mode, but then you had the singular with Chell and I almost said Shell because it's Equinox. But anyway,
that's not how you pronounce Chell, her name, even though it is spelled exactly the same.
With Chell in God, I love those games.
They're good.
Super duper good. I would go so far as to say the very best video games that we've ever made as a species.
Chrono Trigger exists, so I'm going to have to argue with you, but...
Oh, boy, we are extraordinarily different people, because I would not put Chrono Trigger on the same continent as Portal in terms of quality. If you really like RPGs, I can see it, but I don't like RPGs, so it's just, like, the best version of a thing I don't like.
Fair enough.
I'm just going to stand over here and hug Final Fantasy X and just not talk about it.
Yeah. Look, it's probably the best Final Fantasy, if I'm being honest. I also don't like any of those, though.
So. If you want to hear a real good breakdown of the story, got it memorized, their current season is
doing
Final
a great
Fantasy X.
Are they?
Yep.
Nice.
It's super good.
Right.
It has made me cry.
To bullshit theory about stuff. It's great. Okay. The most dangerous game. I like this idea.
That was the comic book that took place in a virtual reality where you didn't know it was virtual reality until...
Yep, and it was CW style.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of very melodramatic. Everyone's very pretty, playing 10 years younger than their actual age.
Yep. So, Most Dangerous Game 2, Electric Boogaloo, is what
Too Dangerous 2 game.
Yeah.
Please.
I think it's where they force the people that made them play the game into playing the game.
Oh, see, I was going to say it's the winner of the game goes in and starts hunting people down.
Yeah, hunting the people that...
Like, she subverts the system in the next hunt.
So, okay, but so this might be a whole episode, but what I'm about to say, but like...
Uh-oh.
This means we have to do a lot of legwork to get the people in power to have no power so that the person who did not have any power now has the power.
Well, she won the power, remember?
But No, she won the game. She doesn't win the power.
Yes, she did. She won the game, and that gave her a place in the group.
At the table. It puts you at the table. It doesn't make you the game runner. Like,
okay, so
the Secretary of Agriculture is not also the president. Not that we have one of those right now, I don't think.
Okay, I see what you mean. But that's still
I love the idea of, like, now I'm going to put you through the shit that I super hate because I went back into the real world and I saw people that I was in there that I made real connections with and they don't remember me because of your fucking game and it's terrible and I have extreme trauma about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shoot you in the head with an arrow at point blank range.
So I'm going to shoot you about it. Yeah, that's like I like that as a good sequel. It's a dark sequel.
Absolutely. But do we conceal the identity of the person until the end, or do we have it be from her POV the whole time where shoes on the other foot, now I'm gonna do you dirty in front of your dad's?
First issue, someone is hunting down people and we don't know who it is. End of the second issue, we get the reveal where she pulls off her mask and it's her standing over the person she just shot with an arrow to death.
But I actually like the idea that it's not her POV. Like, if it's a limited series, then each issue is from the POV of her victim.
So it's like the perfect Punisher. Because I think the perfect Punisher television show should be like told from the perspective of bad guys, and the Punisher's like the boogeyman or the predator.
Yeah.
And just shows up and kills him at the end. I like that a lot. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Is it possible to do a sequel to Manos the way we did it?
No.
Okay. Sorry, it's edge of my Pete. Hey, I think you chose an impossible one.
Pete, it was impossible to make that Manos the first time. How we did it is beyond us.
It was a rando commando, and it shouldn't have worked. Then
somehow it turned out pretty good.
Then he also suggests Hunchback, our shonen manga.
I like
shonen anime. Notre Dame. Yes.
Yeah.
Modern shonen anime.
Yeah.
I mean. Okay, I'm gonna.
Season two. He's a year older, and
it's 2 years later. It's Hunchback of Notre Dame Shippuden.
It's Shippuden.
it's
Hunchback of Notre Dame Quasi Uto, and it's his son.
I hate
Boromoto.
You fucking nerds.
Boruto is I don't think canon because he's not Sasuke's son. Also, so.
Anyway,
I read them. Also, Shippuden is just part two in the manga. Excuse me.
So modern shonen anime. So sequel to it, he has to go find Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde. Was that an accident or did you do that on purpose?
No, I did. That was an accident. That was beer.
No, but I like it. It's going out that way.
But okay. What if?
And his name is Jekyll, not Heckle. But.
Yeah, I know. Heckle is a Power Ranger villain.
What about, because obviously Frollo is no longer an issue or really, you know,
the
iconic church figure.
Yeah. We fixed the church.
Congratulations. You're welcome.
But what if it did spawn off like this sect, you know, that still kind of held to the same ways, and it's Quasimodo teaming up with people that maybe were on Frollo's side, but were made to see, holy shit, he was crazy. Holy shit, these people are crazy. We have to stop them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because I like that idea, but I have a question. Wasn't Esmeralda the protagonist of...
Was she?
Quasimodo anime?
I don't remember, but I like that. She's definitely the protagonist of the next one.
Because I think she's the protagonist of the first one. I don't revisit that one very often because it was so quick and so like easy that I don't think there's a lot to chew on. Because we did it in like 35 minutes.
That one was the one that Athena'd out of our skulls.
Yeah, it just came fully formed. Either way, I like the idea that like now we need to now that the church is no longer the space church. I don't remember the setting entirely.
It was France. It was still Paris.
It was just modern France. Okay, so it would be the modern church.
It was like cyberpunky kind of.
A little bit. It was mostly modern. I think there was
like shonen punk.
Yeah, it was shonen.
Okay.
It was an anime.
I like the idea of having to team up with the people who are like, we've been doing bad this whole time because we've been definitely under the control of a crazy person.
Are we the bad guys?
Are we the baddies? And then also, we got Dr. Hyde and Mr. Jekyll running around doing their stuff. We've got Frankenstein. We've got Dracula. We've got Van Helsing. We should put all these things together.
Remember how we made Frankenstein a kids' adventure animated internet cartoon?
That was perfect, and I don't want to do a sequel because I want to write that up and actually ship it to studios.
I mean, the sequel we do is we do the second season of
the show. The Bride of Frankenstein?
Do more Frankenstein.
Alan, the bride is in there. Bride,
she's great, remember?
Y'all, I've been through two beers.
Oh, Alan, go revisit Frankenstein. It was one of our best.
It's very good. It's maybe our best one. Certainly up there.
There's a strong... The next one that's been suggested by Melissa is a strong contender for the best one. More Swiss Family Robinson, please. I need more of that Swiss Mike. Mike Swiss.
Mike Swiss, my girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, so real quick, though, the joke that I was making is that...
I plowed over your joke.
The sequel to Quasimodo, or not, to The Hunchback of Notre Dame would be the Van Helsing movie, but with Esmeralda. The 2004
that
Van Helsing
was kind
movie,
of where I was going with my
the 2004 Dr. Van Helsing movie fucking rules, and I will fight anyone who doesn't think so.
We've had this fight before.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
Oh, twice in one day. Oh boy.
Watch it. Well, look, anyone. First of all, you're wrong about my son. My blood. That's my blood. That's my boy.
Hey, does it fruit make you feel loins. Any better that I super respect all of your daughters?
That does.
Okay.
But my son, one of my true born son, is my angriest boy. And everyone hates him. Except me and Lizzie Garcia.
Sure. Some of us have different lived experiences, I guess.
Have you never been an angry 15-year-old?
No, they abused me.
Same.
Anyways, second episode we ever did, Swiss Family Robinson.
You're both so tall. How did that even happen?
I mean, you're kind of just, look, we're on a lot of beers. We're moving on. I'm not ready to break down emotional barriers tonight.
Yeah, we don't need to do any therapy here. All right. So Swiss Family Vice. We're talking about.
Oh my god, I still love this one so much. Sci-fi Netflix series. I mean, the sequel would be like a movie, right?
I think the sequel is just season two. We only did one season.
Just season two. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of any of the TV show ones. I think sequel means what's the next season. So first season is them trying to find.
Well, they're on the Ring World.
They're on the Ring World. They're trying to find their dad. Well,
right.
Not
he
Mike's dad.
First. Yeah.
Mike's stepdad. Everyone else's dad.
God, what a good show we made.
Yeah.
Mike Did Swiss. Know we made a good show.
Mike Swiss is the breakout character find of.
Ever.
2017?
Can I just. Let me read you off this first 16. Year of content we did here. War of the Worlds. Okay, that was kind of. We didn't know what we were doing. Alan was just a guest. I don't even
Alan
know
was
what's
a
going on.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
We didn't know. Swiss Family Robinson, Moon Girl, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde as an experimental comic book.
I loved that because it was the front and back and the center was the splash page.
Yeah.
Journey to the Center of the Earth. We got Verncraft on year one. Picture of Dorian Gray, a board game we're still going to make real. Around the World in 80 Days. That was a thing. Arsene Lupin.
We're doing our best.
They weren't all bangers. Arsene Lupin, we already talked about. Dracula, a coming-of-age Dracula movie called Knox.
Dracula Knox is extremely good.
The first Faust, which was where I think we actually had our first ever occasion of, let's just get weird with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Frankenstein. We made a good
rules,
show.
Man. Okay, so back to Vice, though.
Yes.
Enough patting ourselves on the back. We're going to dislocate all our shoulders. Especially you two, because you're
very
both.
These beers all more. Just decided to knock at the door together at the same time. It's bad times.
Okay, so Vice season two. Without having listened to that episode in a grip, I'm gonna say my big pitch is that I know at the end there was like something else that was coming. The end of season one, there was something else coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I know there was a big avalanche that, like, started earlier in the season that we set up that I think is a really good long-term idea. And then that happens at the end of season two. So season two has to be, like, other forces come to Vice. And now we have new problems that are alien to even this alien world.
Whatever also, we said point, in the episode, this is the new reality.
Yeah. Also, at some point, and I don't know if this is season two or if this is way down the line, is... You have to deal with the people who made Vice.
Yep. We like, gotta find the aliens.
You have to deal with them some. Maybe they're all dead. You don't know. Aliens. You just gotta deal with it.
Yep.
And Mike Swiss is gonna get a knife.
That is.
Give Mike Swiss a sword.
Give every like teen girl in TV shows a sword.
And Carly Rae Jepsen.
I think she already has.
Do you know how many swords Carly Rae Jepsen actually has now?
That's amazing.
So many.
I'm very proud of her.
She's the greatest. I saw her in concert once. It was so good. It's like church. It's like what people who like church think about when they think about real good church.
So that's all the suggestions from our listeners. Boy, I kind of really want to go back and do the most dangerous game as like a. You know what? Do we want, sometime next year, do we want to do one of our cycles of episodes where we just do some of these sequels?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right. So next year, probably the second cycle of episodes.
Second set? Okay.
which, hold on, I can consult the calendar real fast. So that would be the summer set next year.
June, July, August, right?
Yep.
Should be. Yeah.
June, July, August. We'll do some sequel stuff. Dibs, Most Dangerous Game.
I'm
just heavy shrug. I'll let the RNG decide.
Yeah, I might let the RNG decide. I'm going to make a short list of things that I could
pick out some top choices.
Yeah, we'll do that in our own time.
In our spare time.
All right, so what are some other... I don't have the list in front of me.
Some other properties? Let's see here.
It's a Google sheet, ooh, right?
There was Journey to the West. That was a television series. That was a fun one.
I don't like how that one went. I feel... Ooh, that's one of the ones on my short list of clunkers, and it was my go of it, and I just don't think it. I think it was fine. I just don't know if I ever need to go back to it. You know,
fair. We did have some. We did talk about sequels for Treasure Island.
I know we mentioned Treasure Island 2 was in
the mangroves,
like the Everglades. Yeah, yeah. The like swamps and stuff. That would be extremely
three
good.
Was the Antarctic, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was.
Was it the Amazon?
No, I feel it because it would. I mean, and maybe it was, but right now my gut reaction is first one is cold, second one is hot. Third one has to be something different than those, you know?
Maybe it was Sky. I don't know. I listened to a bunch of these recently, but I know we definitely
had an idea. But yeah, Everglades Pirates is extremely dope as an idea.
I have another kind of odd sequel that I think would be fun to do.
Okay.
So Midsummer Night's Dream, which was our near future sci-fi. If we did a season two, if it was The Tempest.
Okay, interesting.
So keeping in the Shakespearean theme, keeping in the timeline, but just working in kind of a new story and then have it be an anthology every season is a different Shakespearean thing, but have kind of the themes be very streamlined.
Right. I know nothing about The Tempest because it wasn't featured in Gargoyles.
It's another one of the magic-y ones. It's
okay,
dude
I like
lands
those ones.
On an island without his memories. Puck is from The Tempest. Uh-huh. If you're familiar with Puck.
Puck is not from Midsummer Night's Dream?
No, I'm not thinking of Puck. Who am I thinking in The Tempest?
I mean, look, we can bring Puck back. Puck is my favorite, again, because of Gargoyles. I also like Macbeth a lot because of Gargoyles, but I know that Macbeth does not become an ageless hunter destined to hunt down Demona. So, you know, not as good as Gargoyles. Shakespeare, not as good as Gargoyles.
Ariel. So Prospero is a wizard, and he has a familiar spirit named Ariel.
Okay.
Which is a Puck-like character.
Sure,
I think
that's just
where I got confused. I watched a really good version of that where Prospero was a woman, and it was just phenomenal. Like, it was a really, really good production.
What about Dante's Divine Comedy? We did Paradiso.
Yes.
And we would need to go through Purgatorio. We did Inferno.
And we talked about what Purgatorio and Paradiso would be. We didn't really do it because I know we talked about Purgatorio being like a prison planet.
Yeah.
That was like the midway point between.
Oh, God, that was a real good one.
That was a pretty good one.
Animated movie?
I'm very proud of that one.
It was an animated movie.
What would a sequel to Rapunzel be?
I feel like we did talk about, like, if there's a sequel, it's this. And I don't remember, because the first one was...
Link to the Past.
It was Link to the Past, but her powers came from her hair. And like, I think we said the second one, her hair would get modes, like elements and stuff.
Right, yeah, uh-huh.
Which I would like to see, like ice hair, fire hair, vine hair,
hair with
hair.
Modes.
I love modes. If there's anything anyone knows about me, if there's any one fact
was
anyone knows about me.
Like super your shit because all that was just modes?
Metabots?
Yeah.
No, I loved Metabots. I don't remember.
Because you could just like switch out their body parts and put them into different modes and stuff.
Yeah. See, those are less modes and more like different attachments and stuff, which I also very much am in favor of. The first thing that really got me was the terrible Masked Rider series.
Yes.
Because he had like three modes, and I was like, oh, you can have modes, I see.
Oh, hello.
So it just became like my favorite thing. I just love when you can do different, the same person can do different things by switching a flip.
Flip the switch, yeah.
What in Metabods, their souls were in coins?
Their souls were these little hex coins, and you put them in their head, and so that's... And it wasn't necessarily the soul. It was, like, their power level, but also their soul. So, like, some were very powerful, even if you put them in, like, regular bodies.
It's over 9,000.
No, that's a bad...
In the Japanese, anime. It's over 8,000.
Lame. All right. Dragon Ball sucks, and I will die on that hill.
I think we hit a lot of stuff here. Moon Girl just got absorbed into our
superhero. There are some things that we can't really do. Yeah. Like, you can't really do a sequel to The Wind in the Willows because it was a tabletop RPG.
Yeah. A perfect. We need to write. You talk about things we need to actually make.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking that one.
Yeah.
Because it's extremely good.
You would have thought with all the time in a pandemic, but nope.
I don't know about y'all.
Alan's had less time than he's ever had,
true.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Alan's had a...
Matt, here's what happened. You and I both don't have jobs anymore, and Alan's had six jobs instead of just the one he used to have.
Oh, uh-huh. Boy. Buddy. So, okay.
I love y'all.
All right. What about Dracula Nox? What is Dracula Nox 2?
Because
in my heart, it's Wolfman.
It is Wolfman, but
right now,
all I've got is the fucking Leslie Nielsen.
No, we're not doing Dracula Dead Loving It.
I don't know why that just flew in.
Surely you can't be serious.
That's not even the same movie.
No, it's not.
It's an airplane.
Yeah, it's an airplane. Who cares? Dracula Nox is a coming-of-age movie. I have not listened to that in 3 years.
I haven't either. Did you just change it from Dracula Nox to regular Dracula?
No, it's just been Dracula. I think we just determined that it was called Dracula Nox a little later.
I always name the episode after the property, not after what we name it.
Not what we call. Okay, gotcha.
Because it's the easiest naming convention on earth.
Sure.
I don't have to think about it.
All right. I'm just seeing if there's any other ones in here that we can blast out.
I think
we're doing a Faust 2.0.
We're doing Faust 2.0. I don't remember any single thing that happened in Faust 1, so I can't say.
And the thing
is,
Faust 1, the one thing I do remember about it that I liked was that it was a very much a closed loop. Like, it was, here is the start, here is the finish, there is not really more to be done here, you have listened to this man's deal with the devil, you have listened to him sell his soul, and you have listened to him die. Like, that story of Faust is...
Yeah. It's tight. It's real. It's a tight thing, so I don't know how we would sequelize it. So we're doing a second one. That might be a spoiler, depending on when this comes out. Probably not. No, because this... That might be a spoiler, depending on when this comes out.
Just bleep all of it. Just beep.
No.
No, that would be so much work for a good payoff.
Nope. Y'all are going to hear that in November. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Be cool, everybody. Pretend it's, when you hear it from us being surprised, pretend you're surprised too. I don't think, looking at that list, I don't think there's anything else on there that I don't want to do like a straight up full. Like, I want to do season two of Frankenstein, like, extremely bad.
Yes, please.
So I don't want to, like, talk about too much of it right now, and also I want to re-listen to the episode now.
So I think that's gonna wrap up this bonus episode. Hey, we're real sorry about 2020. It happened.
We're doing our best to make up for it, and I think we're doing a pretty good job. And you know what, everyone's had the same year we had, so, like,
it's true.
Everyone gets it.
So you're getting two episodes in October, which is very cool. And you're going to, we know now what's coming in November. So that'll be great. And then we're going to jump back to our season of ongoings, which might start with an interesting conversation about what those look like. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Because
we love you. Bye. Maybe. I don't know. Are we done? You've been rebooted?
I feel like we're done, but yeah, we just kind of like fell apart there at the end.
Look, there's
we
a lot of
we did record an
happening.
Episode
That's,
a minute ago.
Yeah. Hey, y'all caught us at three beers after we already did an episode today.
I'm not even a full beer in, but my
this has been hard reboot, and you've
just say it.
Been
right.
Rebooted.
Thank oh you. My oh, God! All right, you guys are awesome. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye. I just peace signed the camera like you can see me.
Yeah,
bye.
They can hear it, I feel like.
Hey, everybody. You can follow us at Rebootcast on Twitter, or you can email us at hardreboot@fifthdraw.com. You can follow Alan at Alan_Sells. You can follow Jake at JJ_Mason, or you can follow me at Matt Hoadley. Thanks for listening. Hard Reboot is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.